Today's passage is Psalm 19. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and, like a strong man, runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. We're finishing up this week by looking at Psalm 19. This psalm is full of vivid imagery and memorable verses, so let's just highlight a few themes that we see throughout the psalm. First, the first six verses paint an awesome picture of the heavens and skies praising God. Here, the heavens, the sky, and the sun seem to be personified. Their actions are praising him and giving him glory. Right from the first verse, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Again, the verbs declare and proclaim are all about praising God, telling of how great he is. Verse 2 says this praise is continual, day after day and night after night. We're reminded of Genesis 1 when God creates the heavens and the earth, including night and day. And his creation, or his handiwork, is considered good by the Creator. Verses 3 and 4 are a little confusing to me in the ESV translation, but the NIV may be easier to understand for these verses. It says in the NIV, they have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them, yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. These verses are saying that the heavens do not use speech, but like a person, they still voice out their praise to God. The heavens house the sun also, which comes out radiantly like a bridegroom, and like a strong man, runs its course. The sun is not described as a reluctant jogger, but rather like a strong man, sure of its course and sure of its strength. The theme of these first six verses is, all of the heavens glorifies God. Then the theme transitions in verses 7 to 10 to the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. One connection to the first six verses could be that the law of the Lord, or put another way, the words of God, is what set up the heavens. Or another connection that could be that just like God created the heavens so gloriously and perfectly, he also created his law just as gloriously and perfectly. In any case, these verses in the middle of the chapter focus on how the law of the Lord is perfect. The sentences in verses 7 to 9 are all formatted in the same way to describe how perfect the law is. The law, or the testimony of God, or the precepts of the Lord, or commandment, fear of the Lord, rules of the Lord is perfect, sure, right, pure, true. And it's what man should desire more than gold. It's that precious and valuable. It's also described as sweeter than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. It's that satisfying to man. So we can say the theme of verses 7 to 10 is the law of the Lord is perfect. Finally, the last four verses become more personal. It's about how the psalmist, David, but also we as the readers, should desire to keep the law in honoring God. Verse 11 says that the law of the Lord warns God's servant. In keeping them, there is great reward. Verses 12 and 13 read like a prayer, asking for God's help to be innocent. David asks for God's help to help him to be innocent of errors, of hidden faults, presumptuous sins, and great transgressions. He realizes how prone he is to doing wrong against God. This reminds me of some of the devos from earlier this week from Mark about how God desires our hearts to be right before him, not actions where we just appear holy. And also from the Mark devos earlier this week, this psalm reminds me about how it's what's on the inside that comes out that makes us unclean before God. We need God's help. We need Jesus to purify us from the inside out. Finally, the last verse is very famous. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. This really encapsulates the theme of these last verses, which is, help me, God, to honor you. Interestingly, the first verse is about the heavens voicing and living out their praise to God, and this last verse is about man voicing and living out his praise to God. Let's make this our prayer as well, that just as the heavens declare God's praises, our lives would do so as well, from the inside out. Let's reflect on the words of God that he's given us through the Bible and through the Holy Spirit by other means, and let's seek to obey them, to reflect on them like the psalmist does here. And let's ask God to reveal sins of presumption or hidden faults, and let's repent from them. Let's make our prayer, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Dear God, we thank you that you are our rock and redeemer, that we can pray this prayer to you, that Lord, we acknowledge that we are far from perfect. We sinned a lot before, and Lord, we still unfortunately continue to sin. And Lord, we need your help to be made right before you. But God, we ask that in our lives we would really seek to glorify you and honor you, God, that as you work within us by your grace, that we would be kept pure and that our lives would be pleasing to you. We praise you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.